Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, is this the museum's lost and found room?
Yes, it is. What can I do for you?
I was in the dinosaur exhibit this morning and I must have dropped my gloves. Did anyone turn them in? They're black leather.
No, no one brought in any gloves today. But if you show me the receipt from your visit this morning, I can let you in so you can go and check. They may still be there.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Number 32. Where are the speakers? Number 33. What problem does the woman have? Number 34. What does the man ask for? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning, Julia. Allow me to welcome you on your first day at Southridge National Park. We hope you enjoy working here as much as we all do.
Thanks. I'm excited to get started.
Great. I'd like you to meet Molly. She'll be training you today. She's been giving tours of the park for over 20 years. Molly, meet Julia.
Hi, Julia. So nice to meet you. Our next tour starts in 15 minutes. We'll be leading a hike to the waterfall. It'll take about 2 hours.
Number 35. Where do the speakers work? Number 36. Who is Julia? Number 37. What will Julia most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for calling Gino's Restaurant. How can I help you?
Hello. I was wondering if your restaurant holds private events. I'm planning a party for a colleague who's retiring next month, and I'd like to have the party at Gino's if possible.
Our general manager is the person who coordinates private parties, but she's not here right now. I can talk with her when she arrives, and she'll give you a call this afternoon.
Okay, but I'm on my way to the airport. I'll be out of the country for the next week and won't be available to speak by phone. Let me give you my email address. Your manager can contact me that way.
Number 38. What is the man planning for next month? Number 39. What does the woman say she will do? Number 40. What will the man give to the woman? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Welcome to Pruitt Pharmacy.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my medication. My name's Maria Soto.
Sure, Miss Soto.
And actually, my doctor said I should be able to get 2 months' worth of the medication today. He wrote that into the prescription. I'll be away on vacation next month, so I won't be able to come in again until I get back.
I don't know if we're allowed to do that. Let me ask the head pharmacist. Mr. Pruitt, what's our policy on giving customers 2 months' worth of medication if they're going on vacation?
That's fine, Jason. We're authorized to give 2 months' worth of medication if the doctor okays it.
Number 41. Where does the conversation take place? Number 42. What does the woman say she will do next month? Number 43. Why does Jason talk to Mr. Pruitt? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Schmidt Computers, this is LaShonda. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about a notebook computer I ordered from your online store. The website said the package would arrive in 3 days, but it's nearly been a week.
I'm so sorry, but there was a heavy snowstorm last week. We're still trying to catch up on orders.
Okay, but I'm going to start a new job from my home, and I really need the computer as quickly as possible.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll look into it and let you know as soon as I can.
Number 44. Who most likely is the woman? Number 45. Why does the woman say,
"There was a heavy snowstorm last week"?
Number 46. What does the man say he will do soon? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Jisoo, we've only been in business a year, but our appliance manufacturing business is doing well. So far, we've been shipping only to local retail stores, but maybe we should expand our sales area.
Good idea. You know, there's a retail chain, Maximum Appliances, that has stores all along the East Coast. I can get in touch with them and see if they're interested.
Great. If they are interested, we'd like to get our merchandise out in their stores by the beginning of summer.
Okay, I'll get in touch with them right away.
Number 47. Which industry do the speakers work in? Number 48. What change is the man proposing? Number 49. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. This is Greenville Document Disposal. How can I help you?
Hi. Our office generates a lot of confidential paperwork, and we're looking for a secure way to get rid of it. Your company handles that kind of thing, right?
We do. And we send trucks to pick up the documents.
Oh, yes. I've seen your trucks. But I'm concerned. Are the bins you provide really secure?
Absolutely. All of our 60-gallon bins are fitted with a security seal and an extra lock.
And how often do you pick up the bins?
We can pick them up daily, weekly, monthly, as often as you'd like.
Once a month would be enough for us.
Number 50. What does the woman want to do? Number 51. What is the woman concerned about? Number 52. How often does the woman want a service? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling from Gradler Industries. Your company finished painting our office conference room last night. The paint job looks fine, but your employee didn't clean up properly.
Oh, Roger, the head painter on that job, told me he had to leave early last night. He said he'd be back at your office this morning to take care of it.
Well, I do have clients coming in at 11 o'clock.
I'll call Roger now and tell him to go to your office right away.
Number 53. What is the woman calling about? Number 54. What does the woman imply when she says,
"I do have clients coming in at 11 o'clock.
Number 55. What does the man say he will do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jessica. I'm really looking forward to the annual attorney seminar next weekend.
Me too. It looks like there will be a lot of well-known attorneys presenting. By the way, how are you getting there?
I'm taking the train, and actually I have a question. I'd like to get reimbursed for my train ride to the seminar. How does the travel reimbursement process work?
There's a short video on the Human Resources website that you should watch. It gives step-by-step instructions on how to submit a reimbursement request.
Number 56. What type of event will the speakers attend? Number 57. What does the man ask about? Number 58. What does the woman recommend the man do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Jackie, have you seen the newspaper? The article about our new bicycle program for city residents is on the front page.
That's great. You know, Alex, working on this project has been the most rewarding thing I've done since I started working for the city government.
I agree. And the article explains the program well. It says that the bicycles are free for residents to use as long as they are returned within 2 hours. There's even a map of pickup and drop-off locations.
I'm so proud of our team. We should celebrate after the city council meeting later today. I'll buy a cake during my lunch break.
Number 59. Where do the speakers work? Number 60. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 61. What does the woman suggest doing later today? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, Idris. Did you go to the game on Saturday night?
I did, actually. I can't believe our city soccer team is going to make it to the final playoffs.
I know. We're not number one in the league, but second place isn't too bad. And at least we're ahead of Dover.
Hey, maybe we could get a group together from the office to go to the game next weekend. I could drive so we don't have to take public transportation. The buses will be packed.
That would be great. And remember, they offer a discount when you buy 4 tickets or more.
Oh, that's right.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. Which team do the speakers support? Number 63. What does the man offer to do? Number 64. What does the woman remind the man about? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and floor plans.
Hi, I need to move to Watertown at the beginning of next month. My company will be relocating here, and they suggested we use your real estate agency. I'd like to rent a 2-bedroom apartment.
Sure. Here are some of the apartments that are available.
Okay. Oh, and I see you have a 3-bedroom available?
Yes. That one's far from the city center, but it's spacious and quite nice.
Well, I don't really want to spend more than $650 per month.
Okay, here's a 2-bedroom apartment for $600, well within your price range.
I'd like to look at it. Could we visit it sometime this week?
I'll check my calendar.
Number 65. Why does the woman say she is moving to Watertown? Number 66.
Look at the graphic. Which apartment is the woman most interested in?
Number 67.
What will the speakers most likely do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map of a bus route.
Hi, it's Minako calling. I'm on the bus headed to the restaurant for the client dinner, but I'm running late. My meeting was longer than I expected.
Oh, right, the sales meeting. So, do you know how to get to the restaurant?
Well, I just know it's near Cloverfield Park, but I'm not sure how to get to the restaurant from the bus stop. Could you meet me there so I can walk over with you?
Sure, how soon?
I don't know, but right now we're passing the Wilbur Monument.
Oh, so it'll be about 10 minutes. I'll see you soon.
Number 68.
Why does the woman say she is late?
Number 69.
What does the woman ask the man to do?
Number 70.
Look at the graphic. Which bus stop is the woman close to now?